Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, and welcome to the Whispering Woods podcast. This is our fourth episode. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Toby.
And today we are going to be discussing...
La Lachusa!
Yeah, well done. Right, we're going to start with reading some reviews, as promised.
Jaw Games said, great show, calm voices, spooky stories and no real banter. Straight to the spooky. Thank you.
And mine is from Claire. She says, 3 episodes in and I'm well and truly hooked. You guys are fab. Love the show. The stories are great and so well read and researched. Can't wait for next Sunday. Thanks so much, Claire. When I first woke up and saw that in the next morning, she sent it by email. I was so happy. It's really appreciated. So thank you again.
And I also want to give a shout out to Trudy for being really supportive. Thank you.
I've done an introductory piece, just so, as per usual, people know what we're talking about. Links will all be in the description. Are you ready for this unusual tale, Tobias?
Do not call me that.
Toby.
Yes, I am.
Sightings of a giant bird in northern Mexico and parts of Texas have been reported since the mid-1700s and continue unabated to this day. Dubbed La Lachusa, this creature of legend is only seen at night and resembles an enormous owl with the face of an old woman. La Lachusa, which means the owl in Spanish, is said to be a shape-shifting old woman who, after being wronged by her community, seeks her revenge by attacking those out after nightfall. There are many different versions of the legend. In one, she was a healer, but the villagers were frightened by her magic, and she was brutally murdered. In another variation, her child was killed by a drunk, and this is why she will exact her revenge upon those who are intoxicated. La Lechuza will swoop and attack her prey, gorging herself upon either their misery or intestines, or she will lure them to her lair by impersonating a crying baby. She can also be a harbinger of death, much like the banshee or hellhound, as a sighting of her or dreaming about her can act in the very same way. As with other legendary creatures, La Lachusa is known to whistle, and if you were to whistle 3 times at midnight, you may receive a visit from this enormous bird. She will sweep down and carry you off, to never be seen or heard from again. La Lachusa also has a penchant for children who wander from home at night, as another legend reports that her own child was killed by villagers for a crime he did not commit. It's also possible that there is a legion of these giant birds that hunt through the night. They are purported to be bruja, which is witch in Spanish. The main telltale signs that La Lechuza is watching you are large scratch marks at your doors or windows. At this point, you should either arm yourself with salt and chili pepper to throw in her face, tie 7 knots into a piece of rope and hang it outside your front door or on your porch, or you can recite a prayer such as the Canticle of Mary, and she will fly away frightened by the holy words. Many have tried to kill La Lechuza with conventional weapons, but these do not work and she will take flight again. Such an instance happened in El Taiga whilst a man and his companion were travelling along a dirt road just outside of town. La Lechuza began to swoop down on his vehicle, and during this attack, the beast crashed into the windshield and fell to the floor. The driver gunned his engine and drove over La Lechuza back and forth to ensure that he had killed it, but with eyes on the rearview mirror, the giant bird once again took flight, and the man died instantly from a heart attack. In 1977, there was a mass sighting of the giant bird in Santa Rosa, Texas, which is situated close to the Mexican border. It was spotted sitting in a tree before it took flight and swooped to the door of a woman, repeatedly scratching as if to gain entry. Dogs from the neighborhood went after La Lechuza, but she flew off into the sky, and they were unable to reach her. The community woke up to a macabre scene the next morning as all of the dogs had died overnight, leaving the community mystified as to what had become of them. More recently, there was a sighting in Chicago. It was the evening of April the 16th, 2017, and several witnesses saw a humanoid-type owl creature. It was around 6 feet tall and black with huge red eyes. Another story tells the tale of a group of men hunting down and shooting La Lechuza. They then searched for the bird but gave up as they were unable to locate it. The following morning, they continued with their search and came across an old woman's corpse draped over the limbs of a tree. The men are certain they had killed a real La Lechuza. Many people connect owls with alien abduction and believe that owl images are often used as screen memories in place of the greys. But do be careful if you wander out at night and hear a baby crying, or you may become La Lechuza's next victim.
Okay, so owls. What do you think of them?
Weird.
Do you ever hear that one outside sometimes, about 10, 11 o'clock?
I think so.
I love hearing the owls because you don't hear them that often. I was brought up with the wood behind me. I've told you that before. Always used to hear the owl. I find it quite comforting. But I know that some people really hate owls. They're really frightened of them.
Why are they afraid of owls?
Because some people associate them with the greys. Do you know what the greys are?
No.
The greys are a certain alien.
Oh.
So that's how they're described, because they're small, large head, you know the type, with the big black eyes.
Yeah.
You know those ones?
Yeah.
They're called the greys.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And people think, I did mention it in that introduction, that they will use images of owls and replace memories with them, if that makes sense.
Nah.
So say they were abducted, this is what people say, they will replace images with images of owls. instead of Grays.
Yeah.
Yeah? Any thoughts on it?
Nah.
Have you got any strange memories of large owls?
No, I don't.
Okay, I've got two reportedly true stories to tell you. So, are you ready for the first story?
Yes, I am.
This one's fairly short, so I should be able to keep your attention. Let's do it.
A mother was taking her new baby home to Mexico to introduce her daughter to her family. She had decided to take the bus, probably due to the practicalities of taking a young one on a long trip. On arrival, the family threw a huge party to celebrate, and once the festivities had come to an end, she was escorted by her own mother to a room where herself and child would be sleeping for the duration of the trip. The room was fashioned with a bed and an old-style bassinet, and she positioned two pillows around the child to ensure she wouldn't accidentally hurt herself during the night. Rocky, the grandmother's Rottweiler, came into the room and refused to leave for some reason, so he too slept in the guest room and settled in for the night. Being a hot night, before retiring, the mother opened the glass sliding door to let some air in. It led to a balcony, but as they were on the second floor, it felt safe to leave the door open. At 3 a.m, she was awoken by Rocky's barking and growls. This was odd, as he never normally acted in such a way, and was a quiet and gentle dog. Becoming alarmed, she then heard her baby crying. It was louder than usual, so she rushed to the bassinet. What she saw surprised her, as the baby was on her stomach face down. Picking her up to comfort her, she looked towards the Rottweiler, who was continuing to growl and bark at something on the balcony. She turned to see what all the commotion was about and screamed, seeing an ugly giant owl with its wings and mouth wide open. Its feathers were as black as coal. Rocky ran towards it, but it took flight, quickly taking off into the night sky. Upon hearing the ruckus, the grandfather came into the room to see what had happened. He found the woman sat on the floor, protecting her child, whilst Rocky continued to bark at the night. He soon noticed that there was a large scratch on the baby's leg, and that the pillows the mother had used in the bassinet had been tossed aside. Now 17 years old, the child has been bestowed the name Letuzita, as the family believe she survived an attack from this terrifying creature. The scratch has never really healed properly, but acts as a reminder to what happened on that dreadful night.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Good on Rocky, he saved the day.
He certainly did. Big old Rottweiler.
Yeah.
Sounds a bit sort of Harry Potter, doesn't it? With the scratch that's left on the baby. And she still has it now. These stories also really remind me of the Mothman. We're going to watch that after recording, aren't we? Saturday night movie. I've also bought a heated blanket so we can sit comfortably because we can't afford the heating. A little story I have about an owl, actually. Once when I was visiting with Rog, we went to, what are those stones called again? You'll all have to forgive me. My memory is awful at the moment because I have got menopausal brain. Stanton Drew, that's it. We went to Stanton Drew and they have this really old oak tree. And I decided to do some dowsing.
What's dowsing?
Have you seen it when people get like two rods and they will put them together and walk around and they look for water a lot of the time? Do you know what I mean by that?
No.
Right, I'll have to show you afterwards. But anyway, I was using these rods and I was walking around this ancient oak tree, which unfortunately isn't there anymore because I love oak trees. It passed away. I don't think I should really say that for a tree, but it died. And I was saying, show me a sign. Is there something you want to show me? And as I was walking around the tree, I looked down and where it sort of hollows in a bit, there was a dead baby owl.
Oh.
Yeah. Not sure what it's meant to mean, but it was quite terrifying. And I have a picture of it if you want to see it.
Not really.
Not sure why I took a picture, but you know me. Are you ready for the third and final story?
Yes.
This is a longer one. Let's do it. A group of students were sharing their strange encounters over a bottle of Jack Daniels one night and passing the bottle to a boy named Samuel, who never normally drinks and acts as the designated driver. The group were surprised to see him take a sip. This was a strange occurrence in itself. And collecting his thoughts, Samuel began to tell his tale. Growing up in Mexico, he had lived in a rural village just outside of Hermosillo. The population of the village was around 8,000, and most worked at the processing plant or the local farms. Samuel had been living with his mother and abuela at the time, and his abuelo was a horse breeder, which the family had practiced for generations. Samuel himself worked as a stockman at one of the local ranches and was best friends with the ranch's son, Santiago. He was studying at high school at the time and would often meet up with friends and go to parties held at farms in the area. Other members of the friendship group included Juan, Christopher, and Mateo, who were sons of some of the ranch hands. Being Mexican, they had been brought up with stories of La Llorona and El Silbón, but Samuel's mother often used to tell him the legend of La Lechuza to scare him. The story of La Lechuza was used a lot in his hometown to scare the children into doing their chores and behaving themselves. And it used to work. But when he became a teenager, he was more interested in hanging out with his mates and hooking up with girls than listening to his mother's tales. One night, a 16-year-old Samuel was on his way out when his mother caught him. "I know where you go on these nights. I beg you not to go out drinking with your friends." Brushing her off, he said he was old enough and wanted to hang out with his mates. "And if La Lechuza should happen across your group, that story is what killed your father." Samuel's dad had died in a drunk driving accident. He had hit a tree and the car had erupted into flames. This had happened all before Samuel was born. His mum had always told him that La Lechuza had driven him off the road. But being too old for such stories now, he ignored her and walked out of the door. She cried as he drove off into the night. The party wasn't much cop, and they all left in an inebriated state sometime later. Climbing into Santiago's car, they were drunk and laughing. Santiago managed to keep the car on the road as the friends whooped and jeered in the back seat. The music was turned up loud,
and then Santiago swerved quickly, as if to avoid something in the road. The boys were all screaming, and he quickly got the vehicle back on the road, whilst Mateo threw up out of the window. Santiago had gone pale. "I thought there was an old lady in the road," he said. "But when she turned, her body looked wrong." Just as Samuel said how weird it was, he screamed as the figure was back. It wore a long cloak and was all hunched over. It looked deformed with piercing red eyes. With little time to avert the figure, Santiago drove straight into it, doing around 55 miles an hour. The car stopped dead in its tracks, and Samuel came to around a minute or so later. He'd received a good bump to his head, and looking around, saw that Santiago hadn't been so lucky. He had gone through the windshield, breaking his neck. The other boys seemed okay and struggled out of the vehicle. The damage to the car was as if they had slammed into a rock, but there was nothing in the road. Just then, a shadow passed over, only noticed as there had been a bright full moon. The large creature had a wingspan of a condor. It swooped and landed on Juan, breaking his back. The bird then fed on him as his screams dissipated into the night. That's when Samuel ran for his life, not knowing if the other boys were running too. An otherworldly screech echoed out of the darkness. His foot hit a pothole and he fell to the ground. Suddenly, there were bright lights as the creature prepared to feast. And that's when Samuel heard yelling. It was his mum, shouting curses and carrying a cross. The monster flapped its wings and took off. Deeper and deeper it went into the blackness. He woke up the following day, thinking it had all been a dream. But his mother told him that Santiago and Juan had been found dead, and the others haven't been seen since. That's when Samuel stopped drinking, bar this one time, whilst rustling up the courage to tell his story. He still went to the parties, but instead he would be the designated driver, ensuring that everyone got home safely. Unfortunately, this isn't the end of the tale. Sometime later, and in tears, Samuel told one of his friends at university that his mother was going to die. He'd been having dreams about her, and in those dreams he had heard her crying. He walked up to her and put a hand on her shoulder. She then grabbed his arm with a clawed hand, and when she turned to him, she screeched his mum's name through an owl beak. He told this friend it was a portent, as it said that if you dream about Lalachusa, someone you love will die. 3 weeks later, Samuel's mother died of a heart attack, and Samuel went home for the funeral. No one has heard anything from him since.
I don't know about this one. It seems quite fake.
Well, I'm, you know, it's folklore. I still find it really interesting. And a lot of the time, these stories were told to keep people safe, especially to keep children safe, you know, from wandering around at night, because stuff can happen, man. Also, warning teenagers off of drinking and driving. But then, when I did a little bit more research, this isn't the only giant bird in American, sort of American, Mexican folklore. They have, I think there are quite a few of them. They name them the Thunderbirds. So we'll have to maybe look at that for another episode.
Yeah.
Yeah? I've got my own version of folklore, actually. You don't know this story, but I used to tell Maisie and George the tale of the Beanofter.
What's the Beanofter?
Right, well, the Beanofter I used to threaten them with the Beanofter if they didn't eat all of their baked beans. So we sat around the table and I'd say, you need to eat your beans. And if they didn't, I said the Beanofter was coming. And I drew a picture of a giant baked bean. and asked them about it, they still remember it to this day.
Well, that brings us to the end of the fourth episode. I hope you enjoy it.
We'll be back again next Sunday with another creepy tale. And thanks to everybody for all of the support. It's been great. And we really love reading the feedback and the reviews. And it's fab. It's really fab. Thank you so much, everyone.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.